The following is a presentation of Radio Alabama Sports. This broadcast is copyrighted by Radio Alabama for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of the game without Radio Alabama's consent is strictly prohibited.
Welcome to Tribal Talk, featuring the Bear Woods Show, presented by Coach's Corner. Now, here's the voice of the Indians, Mitch Petrie.
Well, good evening, everybody, and welcome back to week two of Tribal Talk featuring the Bear Woods Show. I'm Mitch Petrie, the voice of the Indians, alongside me, Gregory Kirby. We've got an exciting show lined up for you guys tonight. But before we get into that, let's recap everything Indians athletics. Gregory, appreciate you being here with us tonight. Tell us what's going on.
On Saturday, the volleyball team won three sets, 3-1 over PCA on Saturday. Flag football began tonight at Holtville.
Yeah, and it's a loaded slate across the board. Volleyball had their opener last night, dropped it to Elmore County, but an exciting season. First season under the leadership of Coach Hall. Hope to have him on the show at some point throughout this season. You mentioned volleyball also playing right now, or just finished up their game. Try to see if we can't get some score updates for you. Had a match tonight against Trinity Presbyterian. Then, of course, flag football opening their season on the road against Holtville. And then, of course, Indians got the win in Andalusia, made the two-hour-long road trip down there, pitched a shutout in the 19-0 victory over the Bulldogs. This Friday, Tallahassee on the docket. Pregame coverage will start at 6:30 p.m., kickoff at 7. You can tune in right here on the Collier Ford with Sumpka Sports Network or listen on 105.1 WRFS. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have Coach Woods on the show, recap that game against Andalusia, and look ahead to Tallahassee. We'll be back in just a moment on Tribal Talk featuring the Bear Woods Show.
Ready to take the next step? Start at Central Alabama Community College. Central Alabama Community College offers opportunities for students of all ages, whether you're beginning college, preparing for a new career, developing new skills, or working toward a four-year degree. With affordable options and programs built to help you move forward, your next opportunity may be closer than you think. Find the program that's right for you at cacc.edu. Central Alabama Community College. Central to you, central to your success.
The Ford Summer Sales Event is now at Collier Ford with Ford's incredible 0-0-0 offer. That's 0% financing for 36 months, no payments for 90 days, and 2 years of maintenance, plus $1,000 down payment assistance on select new Fords. Shop the 2026 F-150, the family-ready Explorer, or the fuel-efficient Ford Maverick. Hurry, the Ford Summer Sales Event ends August 31st. Visit Collier Ford in Wetumpka today. Come on, come to Collier.
State the reason for your call.
Apply for a food truck loan.
Great. I heard Rude Duck Zone. Is that correct?
Food truck loan.
Great. I heard Wood Chuck Swarm. Is that correct?
Why do I put up with this?
I heard Nurple Ports Fish.
Okay.
Don't let big banks make you feel small. Bank where your money makes a difference. Marion Community Bank. Personal service committed to you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Shopping, dining, and more are all waiting at the Shops at East Chase, Central Alabama's premier shopping center. Explore more than 70 stores and restaurants, including Dillard's, H&M, American Eagle, Bath & Body Works, Starbucks, Bonefish Grill, Firebirds, and more. Whether you're updating your wardrobe, meeting friends for dinner, or making a day of it, there's always something waiting for you at the Shops at East Chase.
It's never too late to take the next step. The Central Alabama Community College Adult Learning Program helps adults 18 and older earn their GED or even a high school diploma. You can also prepare for the workforce with short-term certificates in medical billing and coding, medical assisting, pharmacy technician, or hospitality and culinary. flexible classes fit your schedule, and your future starts today. Visit cacc.edu/adulteducation or call 256-378-2017. CACC Adult Learning Program. Discover you.
Every great hairstyle starts with listening. At the Gab Salon, the experienced team takes time to create a look that's right for you. From everyday cuts and color to balayage, formal styling, and waxing services, they offer beauty services for the whole family. Visit the Gab Salon at 102A South Main Street in Wetumpka or call 334-567-5344. Proud to support our Wetumpka Indians.
Continuing the conversation on the road to Friday Night Lights, you're listening to Tribal Talk featuring the Bear Woods Show.
And welcome back to Tribal Talk featuring the Coach Bear Woods Show. We are now joined by the namesake himself, Coach Bear. Appreciate you being with us here tonight.
Yeah, excited. It's already been a week, Mitch. We're back at it.
We are back at it. And, of course, it's been a week. Tell us just kind of your first thoughts, your initial reactions to that game against Andalusia.
We got to play a whole lot better if we're going to continue to win football games. I think we have an execution issue across the board the other night. But with that being said, we were able to put together a strong defensive performance and a team effort to go out there and win in a tough place. So that's my initial thoughts of it, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I know you mentioned that after the game. You know, definitely a lot of things to clean up. But, of course, big question mark on the defense with a lot of new faces. And a lot of those guys, some of whom are going to be joining the show this afternoon, really came up and stepped out. Just talk to me about how proud you are of that defensive performance.
Yeah, game one of the season is nothing like it because you just don't know. You put in so much work from really February all the way through to last Friday, and you just don't know. But it's so exciting, especially when you come out on top like we did Friday night, to be able to see, because it's a new team every year, and especially the defensive side of it. I think two returning starters the other night on that defense, and it was an incredible team effort. I think you got to see the identity of that defense, which is, you know, it's kind of forming as the season goes, because every team's a little bit different. But to be able to play as many guys as we did and to be able to stop the run game on the road, we were proud of that.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I know something that Coach Morton preaches to his guys is 3-4 hats to football every time. I felt like, you know, every time I looked up, it wasn't just one guy making the tackle. There was one guy first, and then a whole swarm came on. Kind of tell me what stuck out to you kind of just about that defensive performance, and especially those front five guys really getting involved.
Yeah, that's the expectation. If you're going to play defense, period, you got to be a relentless football player. You got to have effort to the ball. There has to be an attitude and a physicality about you. Our confidence on defense comes from being highly conditioned. We condition hard. We really push our kids as hard as we can. I think early in the year, even the other night, you could see that. Like we are in shape, and when that's the standard, that's what you expect to see. And those guys rally around that. They understand that when we get three or four guys to the ball, that's just it sends a message to the offense. And that was a team effort.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think Gregory has a question for you, Greg.
Yeah, Coach, we talk about the games are won in the trenches on both the offense and defensive side. I would say the offense won the side, the trenches battle with Carson Tate. He towed that rock really great on Friday night, 13 carries, 74 yards, two tutties. How does it feel to have that guy in the backfield?
No matter what level of football that you play, if you can win and establish the run game, you have a chance to win the football game. And, yes, I was very excited about that, to see our offensive line be able to consistently get yardage in the run game, especially in the critical drive there too late in the game to move the chains. And Carson, that was another kid just excited about. He's our backup quarterback. He's a stellar athlete. He did a fantastic job last year on our freshman team. And he answered a lot of questions. He did what I thought he was going to do. And it really gives us just a different kind of bat that we haven't had in my 4 years here.
Yeah, absolutely. You talk about that power back. And, of course, Charlie showed off those legs as well. And I think about that late game situation, really that entire fourth quarter, that I want to say about 7-minute march down the field that ends with the 34-yard rush from Skipper to close out the game. Just kind of tell me about the poise you saw from those guys in the closing moments of the game.
I think the good Lord just people are born with just an inherent competitiveness about them. I really do. Like, to try to make someone competitive, it's tough. Like, you either got it or you don't. Well, Skip has it. He's a winner. That's what he is. He's a competitor. No matter what happens in the game, listen, there's some bad plays. Football players make bad plays. And, of course, him being the quarterback, you know, I expect him to be perfect. That's just part of being the quarterback position, right? But he's there to win. And if that means throwing the ball, running the ball, handing the ball off, he's going to do it. And late there in the game, I'm not surprised at all that that's how the icing was put on the cake, was with his run.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, going back to the defensive side of the ball, you forced a couple of turnovers. The one that stuck out to me, of course, that crazy bobbling interception from Sears. And I don't think I've ever seen you so fired up on the sideline greeting him as he came off the field. I mean, just tell me about the type of kid that Sears is and how excited you were for him in that moment.
That's what makes coaching so much fun, because you see the hard work these kids put in. You see that their want to be good for the team. And Jeremiah is a kid who he's dynamic. Like, he really is special. Once again, the competitiveness. He has a competitive spirit like no other. It don't matter. He wants to compete. It doesn't matter what it is. And so I've been telling his little nugget all year, going back to December, is, you know, remember the name. I keep saying remember the name to him. Remember the name. Because no one knows who he is right now, and nor should they. He's a sophomore. But putting him on defense was something I told him we were going to do in December. He repped offense the entire spring, the entire summer. But I told him you were going to play defense. That's exactly what he did. And I wouldn't even say he bobbled it, Mitch. I just say that's just a straight-up catch, man. Old buddy caught the ball, no question about it.
Oh, yeah.
But I was fired up because he knows that I know that I believe in him. And he was looking for me on the sideline, which fired me up, because that kid, I believe in that kid. I love that kid. And he's only going to continue to grow.
Yeah, it was a great moment to see. I mean, it was the first thing that caught my eye. You guys jumped up and chest bumped. It was great to see. And really great traveling squad. I felt like there was a lot of people who made the journey and came out. A lot of people who came out and made the journey, but also really energetic crowd as well. And I know that helps, especially when you're on the road. Kind of tell me about this, the tribe and how they showed up.
I'm so excited. I mean, we travel well when we Tompkins. What was so electric about the fans this go around is even when we came out as the captains, they were cheering, you know, coming out. I'm like, oh man, the fans are ready to go. And it matters. Like, I encourage the fans, like, chop, and we chop together, we win together. When that fight song comes on, we got to get the chop going. We want to hear this celebration. These kids work so hard, and we feed off of that. I actually mentioned it to our players. I said, our fans are dying for something to cheer for, guys. Like, let's go. I could feel it too, man. It's just the real deal. And I know it's going to be even more so this Friday night with a closer game and what it's going to be. But I love the tribe. I appreciate the parents and the fans for coming out and support. And I just encourage them, hey, don't be quiet. Let's stand up. Let's go. Let's get after it.
Well, I think you hit the segue perfectly. You're looking ahead, a longtime rival in Tallahassee, but it's been a couple of years since we've played them. It'll be the 71st meeting between the two programs. Just kind of tell me about your early outlook on that game.
71st year, I guess the only coach who was here was probably Russ Brooks during that time, then, if it was 74 years ago. You know what I mean?
71st meeting. Sorry. It's been 5 years since we played. 2021, right?
Okay.
Before you took it.
Got it. Okay.
I misspoke there.
It's all good, but no, we were excited about it. It's a local game. So Coach O'Neill was the coach that reached out. He and I got together. He's now at Park Crossing. We wanted it because it's a close game. We knew there's history behind it. And at the same time, our community, it's a game that benefits both schools financially. And that, when it's not just football benefit, it benefits band, cheer, dance. When you get a closer game like that, it's less travel and it's more revenue for our programs. But from the football side of it, yeah, we want to get after it. There's history to it. And I want to say the matchup is what?
It's just about dead even. So Tallahassee leads the all-time series 35-33 in two ties.
Mm-hmm.
So it's real close. Two wins and knotted up. Yep. For us. But yeah, just a lot of history. We are their long time. We are the team they face the most, and they are our second most. Chilton County ranks number one.
I knew
us.
Chilton County was that. No, we're excited, but for us, it's another football game that we want to be better. It goes back to the execution part of last game, but we left too many plays on the field. For us to be a better football team, we've got to execute the plays that are there. The good news is we had the reads, and we understood where we wanted to go, whether that's running the ball on our path of the back or our throwing the ball in terms of what the coverage has given us, but we've got to execute that. You know, if we miss the throw, we drop the pass. If we were open, missed the pass. I mean, everyone took turns messing up. And Friday night, we're just trying to be our absolute best in every moment.
Right, absolutely. And that kind of is my segues me into my next question is, you know, a couple of takeaways from that Andalusia game. What do you really want to see the changes made looking ahead to Friday night?
Yeah, it's gonna be execution. Like when we snap the football, I want to catch the football on the snap. I want the snap to be on point. That doesn't take any talent, right? And that's gonna be mentally locked in. When we talk about our routes, we gotta be full speed on our routes because timing is everything. So much has to happen within the 11 guys on any play to be successful. Now, that's what I want to see. Like, I want us to see when the plays are there to be made. There's going to be plays that are made against us. That's called football. There's ebbs and flows. But we've got to maximize when we get the looks that we know we're going to get. We've got to execute it. And then just, once again, on the defensive side, pick up where we left off. But we want to score on defense. That's where we're a scoring defense, and we're going to want to do that Friday night.
Do you think the first game jitters came out the way, you know, the guys have had the first game of the season, and now, hey, expectations are there, and they got to meet them. How do you think they're more moving on to those expectations and fulfilling them?
I think they're ready. I mean, I think they'd be embarrassed if I said they had jitters, right? It's like, no, man, they've been prepared. This group's ready. They're ready to go. I would say some excitement, you know, really that part of the jitters, the excitement. But it's everybody's first game. You know, we practice hard. We put ourselves in stressful situations during practice where we're tired and we're you know, sucking for air. And, we're on to where they're prepared for the game. And I think they know that, too. They know we left a whole lot on the field and that we did not play to our standard across the board last Friday. So this Friday, I expect us to be at our very best.
Yeah, absolutely. And then not looking too far ahead, obviously you're close on the road this week, but then, of course, home opener, kind of a couple of weeks where we're back here in the sports complex. Just how excited are you to be back home after starting the game, two games on the road?
I'm only worried about Tallahassee. You just talk about all the history that we have with Tallahassee. The only thing that matters is Tallahassee. I tell my guys all the time, every week, every time you make a decision, ask yourself, does this help us beat Tallahassee or not? Every decision. And so I can't see beyond Friday, Mitch, to be honest with you. That's just it. The Tallahassee is the most important thing, the most important game that I've ever coached in, they've ever played in.
Well, we're excited to see what happens this Friday night. We'll take a quick break. When we return, we'll be joined by our Defensive Player of the Week, Zion Robinson, and our first Community Bank Athlete of the Week, Caden Carlisle. Excited to hear from those guys in just a couple of moments. We'll be right back on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
It's never too late to take the next step. The Central Alabama Community College Adult Learning Program helps adults 18 and older earn their GED or even a high school diploma. You can also prepare for the workforce with short-term certificates in medical billing and coding, medical assisting, pharmacy technician, or hospitality and culinary. Flexible classes fit your schedule, and your future starts today. Visit cacc.edu/adult education or call 256-378-2017. CACC Adult Learning Program. Discover you.
Need a shopping day? A dinner out? Maybe a little of both? Make your way to the Shops at East Chase. With more than 70 stores and restaurants, you can shop favorites like Dillard's, H&M, American Eagle, Buckle, and Journeys. Then grab coffee, a sweet treat, or dinner before heading home. Shopping, dining, and plenty to explore. Make a day of it at the Shops at East Chase.
Hey y'all, Oswalt's in Wetumpka and Prattville is happy to support our local schools. Come into Oswalt's for all your clothing needs. Polos from Southern Marsh, Southern Shirt, Cotton Brothers, Roost, and Fieldstone. Shorts from AFCO, Burleybo, Free Ballers, and Local Boy. Tees from Old Row, Lulu Matte, Southern Fried Cotton, Simply Southern, and Coosa Cotton. Shoes from Extra Tough, Hey Dude, and Birkenstock. Auburn and Alabama gear. Plus a whole lot of hats. That's Oswalt's in downtown Wetumpka and Oswalt's Prattville across from Chick-fil-A North. Go Indians!
When it comes to real estate in the River Region, trust the team that puts you first. Chad Barrett, Beverly Wright, and Kathy Thornton. With experience, dedication, and a commitment to making every move smooth, they're here to guide you whether you're buying, selling, or investing. Together at RE/MAX Cornerstone and RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus, they're the names families across our community count on. Call today and let Chad, Beverly, or Kathy help with your next move.
For 18 years, the Gab Salon has been part of downtown Wetumpka, helping clients look and feel their best. Whether you're ready for a haircut, fresh color, highlights, a Brazilian blowout, or styling for a special occasion, their experienced team is here to help. Open 6 days a week, the Gab Salon is located at 102A South Main Street. Call 334-567-5344 to schedule your next appointment.
Goals don't have to start far from home. At Central Alabama Community College, you can build the skills, education, and experience to take your next step with confidence. Explore career-focused programs, technical training, academic pathways, and opportunities to prepare for transfer to a four-year university. It's quality education that's affordable, accessible, and close to home. Discover what's possible today at cacc.edu. Central Alabama Community College. Central to you, central to your success.
The Ford Summer Sales Event is now at Collier Ford with Ford's incredible 0-0-0 offer. That's 0% financing for 36 months, no payments for 90 days, and 2 years of maintenance, plus $1,000 down payment assistance on select new Fords. Shop the 2026 F-150, the family-ready Explorer, or the fuel-efficient Ford Maverick. Hurry, the Ford Summer Sales Event ends August 31st. Visit Collier Ford in Wetumpka today. Come on, come to Collier.
Safety starts with Montgomery Fire Equipment Company. From inspections and extinguisher service to full fire suppression systems, businesses across Alabama trust our team to protect what matters most. And now, we're hiring. We're looking for new fire technicians to join our team. If you're hardworking and ready to make a difference, this is your chance. Montgomery Fire Equipment, protecting people, property, and progress.
Looking to tackle your next home project? Look no further than Russell Do It Center and Building Supply, with same-day pickup, ship-to-store, and ship-to-home, all available at RussellDoItCenter.com. Whether it's paints, tools, lumber, or lawn care, we've got what you need with the service you can trust. So be sure to shop today at RussellDoItCenter.com. RussellDoItCenter.com.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do It Center and Building Supply.
Let RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty and RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty Plus help make your home buying or selling experience easy. Kathy Thornton, Chad Barrett, and Beverly Wright are your River Region real estate experts. RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty and RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty Plus, the official real estate partner of the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
And welcome back. Apologies for that there, folks. Welcome back to Tribal Talk featuring the Coach Bear Woods Show. I am now joined by Coach Woods himself. To the right of me, we've got Zion Robinson, and on the far right over there, we've got Caden Carlisle. Guys, I appreciate you being with me here this afternoon. First, Coach, we'll send it over to you. Just tell me about these two guys and how proud of the performance they had on Friday night.
Very proud. We expected them to be impact players for us. And that's exactly what they were Friday night. The only guarantee in life is adversity. A little noise right here. Everyone's awake now. What we're really excited about, though, is them to work hard. These are a junior and a sophomore. So the challenge for a coach is you got to prepare like a champion. Like Friday night's good, what they did, but now we got to stack that. You know, sitting up here at this desk right now, I don't want them to get content about anything because we got Tallahassee Friday night. We want to not only replicate the performances that they have individually, but even more so collectively defensively as a unit.
Absolutely. And now, guys, I'll turn it over to you. Friday night, both of y'all making your first start on varsity. Just tell me kind of about what was running through your head right before you come out of the tunnel and onto the field. Zion, we'll start with you.
I feel like it was a standard for us, you know, come out there and dominate and just play ball.
Play ball, you absolutely did. Three sacks on the night. Congratulations on that. I believe tying a school record. Now, Caden, you're making your first start just a sophomore. Kind of what's going through your head right before you run out of that tunnel? Hear the pride of the tribe in the background.
It's a lot, but, like, you just – it's a lot, no. But my coach has put trust in me to leave me out on the field starting behind my team, so I got my team behind my back, so if I know if I mess up, they have my back.
Yeah, absolutely. And now, Coach, heading over to you, tell me more about these players. Tell me kind of how important they are to this defensive front. And obviously not the only guys on the defensive front, but, you know, a lot of new faces on defense this season. And just tell me about them and kind of the preparation you saw from them heading into week one that allowed them to have the performance they did on Friday night.
Well, I got to give, you know, credit to their positional coaches with Coach Jordan Thompson, what Coach Morton has been able to do as the defensive coordinator, and even Coach Dake and the D-line work. You know, everyone has a responsibility, and our defense really relies on the defensive ends to be dynamic players. You have to be tough guys. We ask you to go and hit fullbacks and pulling guards 9 out of 10 plays. And then the pass rushing that you get to see, that's really the reward for a defensive end. So you got to be tough guys to be able to do that physically. You can see these guys, they're physically fit now. They work out. They're getting stronger. But our defense relies on our defensive ends being game changers.
Yeah, absolutely. And, guys, now turn it over to you. I got a little bit of a fun question here. What is your favorite part of playing football? Caden, we'll go ahead and start with you this time.
My favorite part of playing football is just being out there with my team, knowing they trust in me, and going, having fun just playing ball.
Being able to win and dominating and just love playing the game I play.
Well, winning's always fun. You know, I don't know anybody who likes to lose, but, Coach, that's something you talked about just a minute ago, kind of that competitive spirit. Tell me about the competitive spirit of these kids up here sitting next to me.
All right, so Caden will do anything for the team. He'll play any position that you ask him to play. That's what he does. You just heard his answer was really being a great teammate is his favorite thing about playing football, and that is the special part. And then Zion, he'll do the same thing. Now, we got to kick him in the butt every now and then to get him going at full speed, but when he is full speed, like, he wants to win. So that's why he's a gamer. So I said earlier about him being consistent every day like a champion, but there's no question, like, he wants to win. And a great teammate, guy wants to win. As a coach, whew, that's what you dream about having.
It absolutely is. And now, guys, going back to you, Coach Woods obviously sitting next to me. He is not an acceptable answer for this question. Who is your favorite coach on staff that is not Coach Woods? Zion, I know it's a tough question. I'll give you a second to think, but lead us off whenever you're ready.
Well, I have to say Jordan Thomas. Coach Thomas, you know, he's a good coach. Teach me the skills to play DN and just master my craft of, you know, how to play.
I'm gonna have to go Coach Moore. You know, put trust in me since I was a freshman. Ever since my freshman year, just put trust in me and believed in me. So I'm gonna have to go Coach Moore.
Coach, you've talked about the performance that these guys have had, both in freshman football, but also JV football. What would you say has you've seen the biggest growth from each of these kids kind of as they've worked to earn their spot on the varsity roster?
I think with Caden, tremendous. We knew right from the get-go that he was going to be a good football player for Wetumpka, a good athlete. The smile that you see now, he carries that smile. He's a great teammate, but the reps last year, freshman football-wise, and then taking reps against varsity every day, he improved greatly. And it's more of just his confidence, which you're going to get from your freshman year to your sophomore year. And, like, we ain't even scratched the surface. Like, if he'll commit to work, like, we demand of him every day, like, Friday night is going to be that'll be the worst Caden you'll ever see moving forward because he's only going to get better. with Zion, his impact is simply this. I've stated it. I might as well say it to the world. I think he's an all-state football player. If he will show up every day and be reliable as a student athlete, the sky's the limit for him. And so he's picking up right where he left off in his JV season last year. And he played last year for us varsity-wise, just never been the starter. And excited for him. But that's one game, gentlemen. We got a game on Friday.
Yeah, absolutely. And now, one final question for you guys before we let you go and enjoy the great food here at Coach's Corner. Overall, what is your favorite part of the experience on Friday night? Is it running out of the tunnel? Is it hearing the crowd when you make a big play? Is it the camaraderie with your teammates? Kind of tell me what excites you about playing football, but especially when you're out on that field on Friday night, what sticks out to you? Caden, take it away.
I'm going to have to go with making plays and just being able to dap up all your teammates and coaches and supporting everybody else when they make their plays too.
Dominating, winning, and just being there with your teammates too.
I think this is a kid right next to me who likes to win, Coach, wouldn't you say?
Mitch, they both like to win, yep.
Well, we all do. We'll work to get this audio situation figured out. Again, apologies for that, everybody, but we'll take a quick break. When we come back, Coach Marvin Morton will join us here, the defensive coordinator who has the pleasure of coaching these two gentlemen. We'll be right back on Tribal Talk featuring the Bearwood Show.
At home, at work, or on the go, First Community Bank makes it easier to stay connected to your finances. With online and mobile banking, alongside the personal service of a local community bank, you can manage everyday banking while still having real people available when you need them. It's modern convenience with a hometown approach. Learn more at fcbca.com. Member FDIC, First Community Bank. Let's do life together. Shopping, dining, and more are all waiting at the Shops at East Chase, Central Alabama's premier shopping center. Explore more than 70 stores and restaurants, including Dillard's, H&M, American Eagle, Bath & Body Works, Starbucks, Bonefish Grill, Firebirds, and more. Whether you're updating your wardrobe, meeting friends for dinner, or making a day of it, there's always something waiting for you at the Shops at East Chase.
Looking to tackle your next home project? Look no further than Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply, with same-day pickup, ship-to-store, and ship-to-home, all available at RussellDeWittCenter.com. Whether it's paints, tools, lumber, or lawn care, we've got what you need with the service you can trust. So be sure to shop today at RussellDeWittCenter.com. RussellDeWittCenter.com.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply.
The Ford Summer Sales Event is now at Collier Ford with Ford's incredible 0-0-0 offer. That's 0% financing for 36 months, no payments for 90 days, and 2 years of maintenance, plus $1,000 down payment assistance on select new Fords. Shop the 2026 F-150, the family-ready Explorer, or the fuel-efficient Ford Maverick. Hurry, the Ford Summer Sales Event ends August 31st. Visit Collier Ford in Wetumpka today. Come on, come to Collier.
Please state the reason for your call.
Apply for a food truck loan.
Great. I heard Rude Duck Zone. Is that correct?
Food truck loan.
Great. I heard Wood Chuck Swarm. Is that correct?
Why do I put up with this?
I heard Nurple Ports Fish.
Okay.
Don't let big banks make you feel small. Bank where your money makes a difference. Marion Community Bank. Personal service committed to you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Looking to tackle your next home project? Look no further than Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply, with same-day pickup, ship-to-store, and ship-to-home, all available at RussellDeWittCenter.com. Whether it's paints, tools, lumber, or lawn care, we've got what you need with the service you can trust. So be sure to shop today at RussellDeWittCenter.com. RussellDeWittCenter.com.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Safety starts with Montgomery Fire Equipment Company. From inspections and extinguisher service to full fire suppression systems, businesses across Alabama trust our team to protect what matters most. And now, we're hiring. We're looking for new fire technicians to join our team. If you're hardworking and ready to make a difference, this is your chance. Montgomery Fire Equipment, protecting people, property, and progress.
When it comes to real estate in the River Region, trust the team that puts you first. Chad Barrett, Beverly Wright, and Kathy Thornton. With experience, dedication, and a commitment to making every move smooth, they're here to guide you whether you're buying, selling, or investing. Together at RE/MAX Cornerstone and RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus, they're the names families across our community count on. Call today and let Chad, Beverly, or Kathy help with your next move.
105.1 WRFS is WRFS-FM, Rockford, Alexander City, Lake Martin, Wetumpka, Prattville, Montgomery, home of the Wetumpka Indians on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
Continuing the conversation on the road to Friday Night Lights, you're listening to Tribal Talk, featuring the Bear Woods Show.
Man, I promise one of these days we'll get that figured out. Welcome back to Tribal Talk featuring the Coach Bear Woods Show. I'm Mitch Petrie, now joined by Gregory Kirby. Welcome back. And defensive coordinator Coach Morton. And give me 1 second, but Coach, just tell me how excited you are for Friday Night Lights to be back here in the state of Alabama.
Oh, very, very excited. I think it felt like it was the longest summer I've ever been a part of, just ready for Friday nights, ready, and I think the boys were ready as well, ready to hit somebody else other than ourselves, and just ready for that Friday night experience. Can't beat it.
Absolutely. You talk about this offseason, obviously a hot one as always, but tell me just kind of what went into this offseason training program and kind of the growth you saw from those guys from when you start workouts all the way back in January to now we're in August, late August, right in the meat of the season, game one already behind us. Just tell me about the growth you've seen from these players.
We knew going into this offseason, we graduated a lot of production on defense. We only had three guys returning from last year's team. So we knew this offseason was going to be very important, as far as, just getting the mental side of it as well. The physical part of it in the weight room with our speed training sessions in the spring, and then, really, really buckling down on the weight training coming in the summer. And the OTAs just also help expedite those the growth that we see with our first-time starters. So going into fall camp felt really good about their progression. And, Friday night had a great first game. But, like Coach said, we're going to continue to grow, continue to progress as the season goes on.
Yeah, absolutely. I thought it was a great performance, obviously, on Friday night, pitching the first shutout in over a decade. Since 2016 was the last time Indians recorded a goose egg for the other team. Kind of tell me who stuck out to you Friday night performance-wise.
Well, going into the game, we had a lot of first-time starters, so everybody in the box was first-time starters, and I was very pleased, going against the Andalusia team, which is, just a good program, run-heavy program. That was the challenge going into week zero. When the lights were bright, how these guys, our linebackers, be able to perform. One guy that's really stood out to me, our middle linebacker, Cooper Wilson, had an excellent game. The game wasn't too fast for him. And then, with the defensive line, starting with those two guys, Caden and Zion, right there on the edge. And, the edges, they set the tone for us. And then up front with the interior guys, just being able to rotate and play four or five guys and, just be effective in that area as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And I don't think we quite had gone over it, but, Zion tallies up 11 total tackles, 3 sacks, 4 total tackles for loss, a fumble recovery, a pass breakup. I mean, he notched just about every part of the box score that you can if you're on the defensive line. So just tell me a little bit more about Zion and what it's like to coach a young man like that.
Well, you know, Zion, he's a guy that, you know, had to grow. You know, he had to grow, you know, starting all the way from winter workouts to spring training. And we tell him all the time, me, Coach Thompson, you know, Coach Bear, tell him all the time, man, if you put in the work, if you really commit yourself, man, you will be an All-State player. And you know, that performance on Friday night, you know, do not get complacent. You know, we want to take it up to another notch, another level in the weight room, when it comes to watching film, even with the technique, when it comes to practice as well. We want to take your game to another level.
Absolutely. Now, looking at the other side, I know Caden is just a sophomore starting. He had 9 tackles, 2 sacks, 2 tackles for a loss. Just tell me more about that young man.
So, you know, I'll say, man, you know, with our defense, we're very versatile. With these guys, you know, being part of these guys' lives now and going into my third season at Wetumpka, you know, Caden actually started at linebacker. And you know, he was one where, Coach, I want to be on the field. I want to play on the field. And it doesn't matter what position he wants to play, man. So I was like, hey, let's try you at the edge. And the first practice, man, when he was able to, you know, disrupt a run block, I knew then, I was like, okay, this guy, he has a high motor. He wants to be on the field. He wants to be better every single day.
Absolutely. Now, there's something that my girlfriend always asked me. She asked me roses and thorns. So what was your roses and thorns from Friday night's game? One thing you thought we did really well, and one thing you'd like to see improve as we look ahead to week 2 against Tallahassee?
Absolutely. You know, we're never satisfied. We cut on the film. We saw a lot of good things. A couple of things is swarming to the football. You know, we want to finish on the ball every single play. And we had several clips. You know, I was able to go back on Monday and show these guys, hey, that's championship effort. That's championship football. Couple things that, you know, with improvements, you know, we had a face mask penalty. You know, we had some moments where, you know, we couldn't get the offense off the field. And you know, there's just fundamentals that, you know, we could continue to grow from. We are not satisfied with what happened on Friday night. Oh, I had the wings. Lemon pepper wings.
That's a good call, as
Absolutely.
Always.
Absolutely.
You never go wrong with the wings here. And Gregor, looks like you got a burger for yourself.
Yeah, I got the Big Daddy Stuff Burger, one of my favorites here at Coach's.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm excited to get to eating, and hopefully we'll let you get there in just a moment. But, Coach, as you look ahead, obviously Tallahassee, new offense, new really everything. First-year head coach, Coach Fulmer, taking over in just his second game. Kind of just a rough outlook. Kind of what do you expect to see from them offensively?
All right, we're good. You know, just one thing just popping out with Tallahassee, man, they are very capable of explosive plays. You know, and it starts with a quarterback. You know, me being in this area for 3 years, you know, number 7, man, he's a competitor. You know, the offense really, it starts with him. You know, he can make plays with his feet, make plays with his arm. And one thing that impresses me too, you know, I come on tape and he's playing safety and coming down and fitting the run. So, I mean, he's a tough kid, and you know, we got a lot of respect for him. Number 5, he's a guy that very high explosive tendencies, very, very fast. And number 13, you know, he runs the ball hard, the running back. So, you know, we're looking forward to this challenge come Friday night, most definitely.
Coach, on Friday, it was a lot of run-heavy offense from Andalusia. You know, this week in Tallahassee, spread offense, you said, so you see more passing out of them. How are you preparing the secondary this week for more pass attack?
Absolutely. You know, I think the hours, you know, we put in the summertime and you know, in the spring as well, where you know, the 7-on-7s are important, you know. So, you know, we spent valuable time with about 10 to 15 guys that, you know, when it comes to different coverages and things like that, just making sure, you know, hey, are we lining up correctly? Are our eyes in the right spot? And then, you know, executing.
We talked earlier with Coach Woods about Jeremiah Sears, man. That kid is athletic. He is undersized at the position. He is a dog in him, though. Tell me more. What do you like about him the most?
All right, so Sears last year as a freshman, he played for our Tomahawk defense, which is our scout defense that gives us our starting offense to look. And size does not matter with that kid, man. He has a lot of heart, and you know, he picked off. He had a couple picks in that practice, and I knew then, like, just the potential that he has, and he's fearless. Even on the other night at Andalusia, you know, coming down and fitting the run at the corner position, you know, that's a plus. You know, he does more than just cover. So, I mean, the sky's the limit for him, and, you know, just like I told everybody else, got to keep putting the work in. Do not get satisfied.
Well, Coach, we'll let you get to grubbing here at Coach's Corner. Appreciate your time,
yes,
as always.
Appreciate you.
We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll close things out here on Tribal Talk featuring the Bear Woods Show on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
When it comes to real estate in the River Region, trust the team that puts you first. Chad Barrett, Beverly Wright, and Kathy Thornton. With experience, dedication, and a commitment to making every move smooth, they're here to guide you whether you're buying, selling, or investing. Together at RE/MAX Cornerstone and RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus, they're the names families across our community count on. Call today and let Chad, Beverly, or Kathy help with your next move.
Local businesses help communities grow, and First Community Bank understands what it takes to keep a business moving forward. From business checking and commercial lending to merchant services and convenient banking tools, their team works with business owners to understand their individual needs. It's banking built around relationships, service, and the communities they call home. First Community Bank of Central Alabama. Member FDIC. First Community Bank. Let's do life together.
State the reason for your call.
Apply for a food truck loan.
Great. I heard Rude Duck Zone. Is that correct?
Food truck loan.
Great. I heard Wood Chuck Swarm. Is that correct?
Why do I put up with this?
I heard Nurple Ports Fish.
Okay.
Don't let big banks make you feel small. Bank where your money makes a difference. Marion Community Bank. Personal service committed to you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Looking to tackle your next home project? Look no further than Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply. With same-day pickup, ship to store, and ship to home, all available at RussellDeWittCenter.com. Whether it's paints, tools, lumber, or lawn care, we've got what you need with the service you can trust. So be sure to shop today at RussellDeWittCenter.com. RussellDeWittCenter.com.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
The Ford Summer Sales Event is now at Collier Ford with Ford's incredible 0-0-0 offer. That's 0% financing for 36 months, no payments for 90 days, and 2 years of maintenance, plus $1,000 down payment assistance on select new Fords. Shop the 2026 F-150, the family-ready Explorer, or the fuel-efficient Ford Maverick. Hurry, the Ford Summer Sales Event ends August 31st. Visit Collier Ford in Wetumpka today. Come on, come to Collier.
Continuing the conversation on the road to Friday Night Lights, you're listening to Tribal Talk featuring the Bear Woods Show.
And welcome back to Tribal Talk featuring the Bear Woods Show. Excited to be here with you as we get ready to wrap things up here at Coach's Corner. Appreciate their hospitality as always. Friday night, the Indians will travel to Tallahassee. It's just about 20 minutes up the road. We hope to see all of you there. But if you can't, you can always tune in the way you're listening here tonight. 105.1 WRFS on the radio or on the Wetumpka Sports Network YouTube and Facebook pages. Volleyball currently playing a game against Trinity. Don't have any score updates for you right now, but they will travel on Thursday on the road to host, or sorry, we'll hit flag football first. They are playing their first game of the season right now, season opener on the road at Holtville before making another road trip, this time to Tuskegee, facing off against Booker T. Washington. It's the first game for the Holtville flag football team. As you see that start to grow across the state, and excited to see what these girls put out on the field so far this year. And then again, The Indians will be off the rest of the week, at least volleyball-wise, before they head over to Elmore County. They faced them this past Monday. They'll face them next Wednesday over in Eclectic. Little home and home there. Appreciate all you guys being with us here tonight on Tribal Talk featuring the Bear Wood Show. And one more time, 7 o'clock Friday night kickoff, 6:30 pregame coverage starts. Make sure to tune in on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network. Appreciate you guys here tonight and hope to see you on Friday.
This has been a presentation of Radio Alabama Sports. This broadcast is copyrighted by Radio Alabama for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of the game without Radio Alabama's consent is strictly prohibited. Thanks for listening.